Healthcare is the fundamental, I think, hook for many people in this country for what keeps us together. And you hear from almost everyone that healthcare, Canadian healthcare, is the best there is. No, it isn't. Or at least there are options. Now, I said years ago that one of the things we could do is bring in private healthcare into Canada. Now, wait for it. Private healthcare would come into Canada. Private healthcare companies building their hospitals, their clinics, staffing their doctor's offices, and they would have to work under exactly the same model as the public system. Exactly the same, and they would be paid the same way. If you chose to go to a private facility, you would hand them your provincial health card, and they would bill the province just as they would if you went to a public facility. Could private companies do that? They told us yes. About 20 years ago, we had the head of one of these companies on the air, and they said, yeah, we could do that. So let's talk about healthcare and how Canadians perceive healthcare. There's a report by the Montreal Economic Institute, and it was a national poll for the MEI that was done by Leger, which details the views, the perceptions, the understanding, the expectations for healthcare in this country. Get this, only 12% of Canadians say they're very satisfied with public healthcare, just 12%. Michel Kelly-Gagnon is the CEO of the Montreal Economic Institute. Monsieur Kelly-Gagnon joins us. Michel, thank you very much for coming on the program. How are you, sir?
Very good, and thank you, Roy, for having me. And just a slight footnote, it's a poll we have commissioned to Ipsos, but it changes nothing.
I shouldn't say that because Daryl Bricker of Ipsos is a very good friend of mine, so my apologies. And I love having a guy with a voice like yours when mine's not working. But anyhow, what was the objective of the poll? Why did you do this?
Well, it's a type of poll that we've been doing probably for now more than 10 years on an annual basis. We have a core of questions that we repeat each year and had a few ones. And basically, we are of the view basically that, you know, reforms and changes to the system are needed. Every study, whether that we have done or that by many other international organizations, shows that bang for the buck, actually Canada is not very good in terms of its overall health care. And we're trying to see, you know, what do Canadians think about? Because when we talk to politicians, almost all of them tell us privately, oh, you know, I understand what you're saying. And in many cases, they say, I agree. But then they say, oh, but, you know, the public is not in favor of it, and so I wouldn't want to take a risk to say something like that. And so we feel that it's important to show to decision makers that actually Canadians are more open-minded than they might think.
So if you would, please walk us through the highlights of what Canadians told you, provincially and nationally, how we perceive our healthcare system, where we believe it can be improved, and what surprised people.
Yeah, so one thing which when you look at the different answers, and by the way, anyone who wishes to see like the detailed result, they just have to Google Montreal Economic Institute, and right on our webpage you can see the poll with all the answers and all the details. But one thing that struck me and struck others is an apparent contradiction in the poll, because on the one hand, Canadians say 66% of respondents say that they are satisfied with the healthcare system. However, when you ask them another question, 71% say that they think the system is too bureaucratic in order to be able to adapt itself to their needs, and 90% of them feel that the system doesn't have the capacity to, you know, in terms of like, you know, beds and personnel and everything, doesn't have the capacity, you know, to respond to their needs. So, you know, it's a bit odd because, you know, two-thirds say they're satisfied, but then an overwhelming majority, you know, say the things that I've just told you. And the way I think, because, you know, it's just my hypothesis here, Roy, but My sense is that people recognize the efforts of the frontline healthcare workers, and in many cases, their genuine kindness. So I think that's what they recognize, you know, when they say they're satisfied. But again, you know, when you ask them more precise questions, the majority, and in some cases the overwhelming majority, recognize that there are problems. So that's my first kind of big observation.
All right. So you also then brought up the issue of increased private health care. 58% want that. 27% do not. I find that number particularly interesting. And then you told people about models in Europe where private entities run public health care facilities. Tell us about that. And Canadians like that, did they not?
Absolutely. And what's interesting is at the beginning, when you ask them, are you aware that that's the case in France and in Sweden? And we took those two because we think these are especially good systems. But quite frankly, almost every single country in Western Europe functions under that model, being a mixed model where you have, for instance, in Germany, and then I'll get to France and Sweden in a minute, but in Germany, you have, you know, government-run hospitals that are similar to the ones that we would know about. Then you have non-for-profit private hospitals. And then you have for-profit hospitals that operate within the, you know, public scheme of Germany. And then you have a very few genuinely private hospitals for those who want, who can pay. And that's the thing, because Canadians are kind of obsessed with the U.S. So any time you talk about private healthcare, they say, oh, but what you want, you know, is the American healthcare system where people get bankrupt, you know, blah, 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 if they have medical problems and they don't have insurance. And what one of the main highlights of the poll was to tell them, no, you know, outside of the American system, there's a whole bunch of models that we could inspire ourselves from. And once you explain how it works, you know, it's a 2-for-1 ratio in favor of those kinds of options. So 59% in favor, 25% against. And in the province of Quebec, it's even more striking. The numbers are more like 70% in favor and only 19% against. So I think that's really the conversation that we hope, you know, we can generate through shows like you and so forth. You know, to say to Canadians, listen, you know, we don't have to go the American ways in order to improve.
So, Michel, 90% of Canadians want health care improved. When we take that number and we look at another number that your poll through Ipsos shows, which is only 12% of Canadians are very satisfied with their province's healthcare system, that's a very strong message that is being sent to both the provinces and the federal government, is it not?
Absolutely. And the following questions show not only that, you know, Canadians want it to be improved, but that they understand that the path we've been taking for now decades is not the way to go. Because, you know, and they're very lucid. For example, when you ask Canadians if they think that increased spending, because there has been major increased spending in the past, you know, couple of years in most provinces, certainly in Quebec, and I would guess in Ontario as well. And when you ask them, you know, if these spending or investment, depending how you want to call them, have had, you know, a positive impact or real impact, you know, you have only 34% of respondents who think that this extra spending, you know, has had a positive impact. And out of that 34%, there's only 31% think it was somewhat improved, and only 3% think it was vastly improved. You know, so Canadians understand. But another thing also, if I may, that I find very interesting in the results is that 62% of Canadians agree that hospitals, you know, should be decentralized and have more power relative, you know, to the provincial, you know, structures, and only 19% disagree, and only 5% actually completely disagree. And I think that's a very important point, because in many cases, we're seeing the reverse. We're saying the provincial governments were trying to centralize. And it's not just a question of centralization. It's a question of how the hospitals are remunerated. In Quebec, and I'm going to venture to say that I'm 95% sure it's the same thing in Ontario, but, you know, someone might want to check that, one of your researcher. But in Quebec, there's essentially two ways that the hospitals get money. One is called historical budgets, and essentially the hospital gets an amount that reflects what they got the previous year,
right,
plus a certain adjustment for inflation and population growth. And the other one is called, you know, by delivery of health. In French, we say épisode de soins, which means, in essence, if I make it simple, that the hospitals get paid in accordance to the services that they have actually delivered. And you don't need to be a genius to understand that if hospitals that are more efficient and that treat more patients, like the Montreal Jewish Hospital in Montreal, don't get more money from the provincial government when they treat more patients, then it's not much of an incentive.
No, and you know, it takes us back to the point that, and when I talked about it on the air, when I opened the phone lines on this question, about a foreign entity, if you will, coming into the country, a private entity, and opening medical facilities here, and Canadians being able to use them just as they use the public system, exactly the same way, and the private entities being paid exactly the same way that the public entity is paid, with one change, that you get paid for services conducted, people are generally in agreement because there's a sense that there's more opportunity, there are more options, it's not going to be run exclusively by bureaucracy, and that's a big point in your poll. 71% of Canadians believe there's far too much bureaucracy in our healthcare. There's definitely a message being sent. I have 20 seconds left. Michelle, what's the takeaway?
The takeaway is that Canadians, politicians need to wake up and need to stop being so scared and need to be bold and understand that if they were, they would have the backing of the vast majority of their voters.
Yeah, people don't want what they have, they want it to be better, and we pay a lot for it. If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.